How are you doing? It's just before 5 in the morning on May the 2nd, 2021, which means that it's International Dawn Chorus Day. And as you can hear, the chorus is in full swing. What you're listening to here is the sound of birds calling for mates, or telling other birds to stay away from the territories they've already claimed. We're in Roundabout Wood, in the north end of Hilbert Park, Tunbridge Wells. You may not even know that it's there, sandwiched between the skate park and Sandhurst Road, but officially, it's an ancient woodland, which means that it has been in existence for at least 400 years. Listen carefully, and you can hear wood pigeons, a blackbird, a wren, robins, and blue, grays and coltits. There may be a thrush and a goldfinch in there too, but picking them out in the chorus is as difficult as selecting one singer to listen to in Handel's Messiah. There are good reasons for birds to sing at this time of day. Males seeking mates can throw their voices in the still air in the morning, and there is less chance of a predator spotting them in the half-light, and birds defending territory can send their get off of my land message further. The idea that understanding the language of birds is a kind of superpower runs through many mythologies. In Norse mythology, for instance, the god Odin, that's Wotan of Wagner's Ring Cycle, kept two ravens, Hugin and Munin, who flew around the world reporting back to Odin on the affairs of mortal men. But the idea that understanding birds confers special advantage appears in Greek, Middle Eastern, Russian and French mythology too. Heard this incredibly scratchy sound on a trip to Whetstead gravel pits near Tunbridge recently. Can you guess what it is? It was coming from very thick reeds and we couldn't see inside them. It took ages for us to work out that it's the sound of sand martins roosting.